Let me begin by, at least the corner of Northeast Pennsylvania where I come from, by recognizing the most two most important people in the room. Mom and Mom, it's great to have you here. It really is wonderful to be here. And there's no reason why any of you will remember this, but I was roundly kidded or criticized, not criticized, but made fun of, because all seven times I was sworn in as a senator, David, and one time as vice president, I have a Bible that's exactly the size of that Bible. And so when I brought it up and when Justice swore me in on the mall, as we were holding the Bible, he looked like, oh, my God, that's heavy. But, Mom, get ready to hold, right? Okay. Look, folks, it's an honor for me to be here today, and I really mean it, and I'm sorry if we kept any of you waiting. David, it's an honor to be here with you and to join your family and friends. And, Dwayne, it's a pleasure to meet you, Doc. As we prepare – that's okay. You're right, kid. Keep it up. by the way, any kids in the room, you're allowed to get up, walk around, and run. I got five grandkids, so just go right ahead. But look, as we prepare to swear you in today as our nation's ambassador to New Zealand and as Ambassador to Samoa, I want everybody to know that David and I have something in common. As a matter of fact, I've now learned I have something in common with Dwayne as well. We all have three great moms who still, thank God, are around to take care of us. But also, you and I come from northeastern Pennsylvania, old buddy. I was born and raised in Scranton, and you're from the Mahanoy City. Do you all know where Mahanoy City is? I know where Mahanoy City is, all right? And although my grandfather from Scranton, Ambrose Finnegan, would say, that's down the line. But at any rate, David, you've done it all, buddy. You've lived the American dream. I can think of nobody to better represent our nation and that dream to the people of New Zealand and Samoa than you. The President and I believe that America, and I mean this sincerely, I've been a senator for 36 years and chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee for a long period of that time. And I believe, and Barack Obama, President Obama, strongly believes that America projects its best face to the world when it reflects the true diversity of our country in terms of race and religion and gender and sexual orientation. We really believe that. It's a fabric of who we are, to projecting who we are. But, David, that's not the reason why you're here. You do all that for us, and you enhance our image around the world as a consequence of it. But you're here because you get exactly what the famous Kiwi explorer Edmund Hillary meant when he said, people don't decide to become extraordinary. They decide to accomplish extraordinary things. David has accomplished many extraordinary things, Mom. After his graduation, summa cum laude from Princeton, and how the hell did a guy from Mahanoy City get to Princeton? I want to talk to you about that. But anyway, and during his brilliant career, went to my son graduated from your alma mater. I don't consider Yale a law school, but he went to Yale Law School, as my son did. You took a parliamentary internship in Japan. And it was there that that David would begin his rise, that saw him become the chairman of an international law firm with offices in more than 30 cities around the globe, setting himself apart as a master international arbiter and mediator. And even as David established himself as an international attorney, he operated, and this is the course of his life, he operated with the heart of a public servant. During that entire period, he personally contributed funds to revitalize his hometown's public library, including the purchase of thousands of children's books. And as you can see from all the kids in the family here this afternoon, David and Dwayne are committed to guaranteeing today's young people the opportunity that he may not have had and was harder to get to than hopefully it's going to be for a lot of the young kids in this room. Today, there are few countries on Earth where there are not people who know you, David. But more importantly, every place you've been, you've walked away with the respect of the people you've worked with. And fortunately for the United States and for the future of U.S. oceanic relations, New Zealand and Samoa top that list. We're separated by over 8,000 miles of the world's largest ocean, but we share a similar world vision, those two small countries and us, of a more secure, more prosperous, and more open global community. For the small country, New Zealand, and you've been there, it's a magnificently beautiful country. New Zealand continues to have a significant impact, and the United States remains truly grateful for the sacrifices that the men and women in uniform in New Zealand have made, standing side by side with American boys and girls, men and women, in protecting our freedoms. Samoa is also beginning to take a larger international role, promoting democracy in the South Pacific, fighting international crime, and partnering with us and others to combat climate change, because they understand the consequence of it in their bones probably more quickly and more seriously than most Americans do and most people around the world do. And as Samoa works hard to become a member of the World Trade Organization, David has already been working closely with its trade team to move that process forward. And knowing the incredible skills he brought to bear in his legal profession and knowing him, I believe he's going to help them get that done. So as you and Dwayne head to Wellington to embark on your next great adventure here, the next chapter in your journey, we're so proud to have you advancing our national journey as well, a national journey toward greater justice and fairness and competition both here and at home. Here at home and as well as abroad. So I want to say to you, David, congratulations, and to you, Dwayne, sudopo, buddy, because they're going to put you to work there. And I want to make something clear to you. The significant others of those who, the partners of those who become ambassadors, the spouses of those who become ambassadors, they give up a great deal. This is an accomplished man. This is a psychiatrist with a practice that in the service of his country, he is putting on hold and giving up. Years ago, as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, I introduced a very serious piece of legislation. I argued that the partners of ambassadors should be paid. They should be paid because they're expected to perform on behalf of the United States of America. They cannot say, no, I'm not participating, as a practical matter. So I want to thank you for willing to serve as well. You're unpaid, you're not going to get any part of the pension, and I particularly thank you. We're looking for unpaid partnerships. So, with Mom's permission, I would like to swear you in, and Mom, Dwayne's going to hold the Bible? Now, you'll all see by the size of the Bible right here. Thank you. I'm going to do the honors, and it is an honor. Would you please raise your right hand? And I'm asking you to repeat your name. I,
David Huebner,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States
against all enemies, foreign
against
and
all
domestic.
Enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely
without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties
of the office on which I'm about to enter.
Of the office on which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Vice President, thank you for being here today. I very much appreciate it. It makes an extraordinary day even more special to be sworn in by a public servant of such great stature who also happens to be a fellow coal cracker. Thank you very much. I would also like to express my deep gratitude to President Obama for nominating me to this position. I'm humbled that the President, Secretary Clinton, the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, and the U.S. Senate have placed their trust and confidence in me. I can imagine no greater honor and no greater privilege than to be given the opportunity to serve my country. I can imagine few other countries on earth where someone like me could serve in this role. My grandfather was an immigrant coal miner. My father was a meat cutter. I was sworn in today standing next to my spouse, who happens to be of a different race and the same gender as I am. In America, such a trajectory is not only possible, it's natural. We are a society founded on equal opportunity, instinctive fairness, and strength through diversity. We judge people by the quality of their characters and the depth of their abilities, not by irrelevancies. My cousin Aaron, age 10, can teach that civics lesson. Where's Aaron? Wave, Aaron. When Aaron's classmates told her they did not believe that some ordinary guy like her cousin could be appointed to be an ambassador, she did what any 10-year-old would do. She said, go Google it. Then one of her classmates came back and in a whisper asked Aaron if she knew her cousin was gay. Aaron, apparently rather impatiently, said, yes, sure, so what? And that ended the debate, as it should. I'd like to thank all of my family for being here today, including my spouse of 20 years. Dwayne and I passed our 20th wedding anniversary just 30 days ago. My mother, Elizabeth, my brother, Rick, my mother-in-law, Dora, and lots of other relatives. I'm sorry I can't name everybody. As well as friends from across the United States, including from as far as Shanghai. I'd also like to welcome and thank the Honorable Ambassador and Mrs. Roy Ferguson of New Zealand for being here. Thank you very much. It will be a great privilege to serve in New Zealand and Samoa. New Zealand is a nation of great beauty, generosity of spirit, and strength of character. New Zealand has long been and will remain a close friend and productive partner of the United States. The ties between our two countries are very strong and growing. There's no daylight between us on our vision for a more secure, open, prosperous, and sustainable global community. Samoa may lie thousands of miles away, but Samoans always feel like neighbors. Our history of close cultural links is reinforced through the many family ties with the residents of nearby American Samoa and with the many Samoans living here in the U.S. I would also like to acknowledge and thank the fine public servants with whom it has been my privilege to work during the nomination and confirmation processes. I've seen firsthand the skill, the tenacity, and the commitment of the White House staff and the various offices and bureaus of the State Department. I've glimpsed from a distance the dedication, the professionalism, and the enthusiasm of the American teams in New Zealand and Samoa. I only wish that more of our fellow citizens could have the opportunity to see the faces and learn the names of the exemplary people who keep this union functioning. At some risk, I would like to particularly thank Mark Perriello of the White House for his tireless support over the past 11 months. Where's Mark? There's Mark back there. Thank you, Mark. Mark is one in a million, and we're all glad that he's in government rather than doing one of the other things he could be doing for much more compensation. And I say only at some risk because I'm not able to name everybody here to whom I feel thanks. I'd like to also just mention Brian Bond of the White House for his great skill and his absolutely tireless effort in bringing people together, including today. And Ori Abramovitz from the State Department for so ably leading the State Department team that has been preparing me for the position I assume today. There actually is an ambassador boot camp, for those of you who are curious. This is a great and humbling honor, and I very much look forward to working as hard as I possibly can to make you all feel proud. Thank you for coming, and God bless America.
Good job, man. Thank you.